So what is the significance of me teaching on how to work with anger? Well, it has tremendous significance because again and again, whenever we're challenged, there's the opportunity to open to the difficulty and let the difficulty make us more compassionate, more wise, or the opposite, which is that when things are difficult, the chances of instead it making us more afraid and therefore more vulnerable or more subject to being able to catch the anxiety in the atmosphere and spin off into wanting to protect ourselves and our loved ones. And the tendency for aggression to escalate and violence to escalate under challenge is much greater. I wanted to begin by giving the Dharma talks on the sixth chapter of Shantideva, chapter on working with anger. So for Shantideva, teaching as he did in the 8th century in India, a long, long time ago, at Nalanda University in India, to an entire packed audience of celibate monks, you might wonder what the relevance of such a teaching would be today. And all I can say is, at the level of human neurosis, nothing has changed much. And so what he has to say, and the way you'll see, it's actually has humor in it, where he keeps pointing out example after example of our foibles, of how we justify our anger, and all the many, many situations that make us angry. But it's more than just like losing our temper or something. We're talking now about finding ourselves in a situation where many, many people are feeling more vulnerable and the situation is more volatile. And so it might be that in the years to come, you might look back and think of it as something like, that was teaching that was really, because I have started to use it every day of my life in difficult situations, has made it possible for me to be becoming more compassionate, to becoming more tender-hearted and loving, rather than more afraid and full of aggression and wanting to strike out and protect me and mine. You might just look back and say, this was really important because right now the key thing is, whether it was a difficult situation in the world or not, it's to use the difficult situations of everyday life to wake us up, to awaken our compassion, to make us feel our kinship with each other, rather than to buy into polarization. So Shantideva says a lot about our mindset, the mindset of friend and foe, like and dislike, for me and against me, and how that very mechanism of buying so tightly into this notion of the good people and the bad people, the ones that I like and the ones I don't like, and how we get so invested in this, and how this is, he said, the kindling or the fuel for anger and aggression to escalate. So from this point of view, the teachings are on nonviolence and on non-aggression. And you could think of that as a synonym for the word patience.